Welcome to the Salt Lake County Municipal Building Authority meeting for Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. We have called this meeting to order and we will go to public comment. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to speak? We do have somebody. Okay, we have somebody online. Lauren, who do we have online? Oh, it's our friend Steve Van Maren. Hi, Steve. You have 2 minutes if you have anything you want to share. Give us a minute to get you ready.
He's promoted as a panelist, but it's not showing up.
Okay. Steve, can you hear us? And do you have anything you want to say? Paging Steve Van Maren.
I don't know. Can you unmute him yourself?
Is he unmuted at all?
I requested him to be unmuted.
Okay. All right. Steve Van Maren, if you can hear me, we are ready to hear from you if you'd like to speak during public comment. Why isn't he showing up? Why doesn't it show up on here?
I'm going to unfriend him and then
back out. Yeah, don't unfriend him. No. Steve, we're gonna try and move you back in and then try again. So hang tight.
Plug and plug back. Take two.
Yeah, because usually it'll show up if they're... Who's the other one, Lauren, up on there? It says plus one.
It's just him.
That's him? Can you click on that? Will it show him to us?
Not for mine.
Okay.
Where? I think we can come back down.
Well, I don't know. This is going to be a pretty short meeting.
Yeah. Can you type?
I just asked him if he can hear us.
Uh-huh.
And I'm waiting for him to respond.
Okay. Hey, Steve Van Maren, if you can hear us, we are ready for you. Okay, yeah, and we can't seem to get you, so we're going to either assume you don't have comments, or if you do and there's some technical difficulties, Lauren's going to send you our email so that you can shoot us an email. Are there any other members of the public who would like to speak? Brad, is that your hand up? Just kidding, Brad. Okay, we are going to close public comment and go to item number 3.1, approval of the March 17, 2026 Municipal Building Authority minutes. Is there a motion?
I'll move that we approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Board Member Stewart and a second by Board Member Pinkney. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, now we're going to go to item 4.1, discussion items. As you may recall from our previous council meeting, we discussed a resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of $65 million of lease revenue bonds for the Library Operations Center and related facilities. Does anyone have any questions on this?
I do.
Craig Wainsgard, our senior civil attorney here. Yes, go ahead, Councilman Stringham.
My question is this. We're looking at issuing bonds right now that are lease revenue bonds. The payment of these will not come due until we take ownership of the building. Currently, under our taxing authority that we have within the library, when this comes due, will we have the amount that we need to be able to make the bond payments when we take control of the building once we take ownership of that?
Whether we have the money currently, don't know. If you have a legal question, I'm all over it, but I'll take it.
I'm going to ask that for Darren then.
Yeah, so there's a couple. First of all, I'm not positive that in this particular issuance, we will wait until we have a certificate of occupancy to begin debt service. That will be a subject for debate with the Debt Review Committee. There was previously a legal requirement to do just that, but our existing bond council has relaxed on that requirement, and it may be financially beneficial to the county to start the debt service payments immediately. With regard to whether there or not there is money available, there is likely money available for the first tranche of this debt, likely not money available for the second tranche of the debt. So we had always discussed specifically that these new library projects are going to be funded by new debt service that is built into the long-range plan of the library fund, right? And in that long-range plan, there are tax increases associated with it. Now, without any debt, there are also tax increases, and it happens to be on the same year. So it doesn't negate, by not doing the projects, you don't negate the need for the increase, but by doing the project, you reset the amount that you would have to increase. Secondly, if we go down the path of doing inflationary adjustments for property tax funds, which we have discussed as a group, then that would eliminate any major increase, and that could accommodate all the projects and the debt service as proposed in the long range plan.
So we begin making those payments back now immediately, is that correct?
It depends on the financial analysis. I usually would go by the net present value and lowest true cost of issuance. So the standard that I go off of for my team would be the lowest true cost of issuance under any circumstance for any debt issued by the county. And it may be that the lowest true cost rate is to start debt service now and not capitalize interest. The alternative is you don't get free debt, right? If we issue debt today and the building's open in 2028, which is a reasonable assumption, and you wait for a certificate of occupancy to start making debt service payments, you'll have to borrow the amount to make payments until such times that you get the certificate of occupancy and the lease becomes in full force and effect and we start making lease payments. I know it's a little bit, this is more of a complicated debt issuance, but that's the straight skinny for you.
Okay. Yep. All right, any other questions? If not, we do need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve a resolution authorizing the issuance and sales of $65 million of the authority lease revenue bonds in one or more series to finance the cost of libraries, a library operation center, and related facilities, and providing for related matters.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Council Board Member Pinckney and a second by Board Member Theodore. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay, we have three nays and one, two, three, four, five ayes. Did you get that, Kim?
Making sure.
Carlos, Laurie, and Sheldon are noes. Okay. That is the end of our business, and we will adjourn this meeting.